classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Good to be with you on a Tuesday morning. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Time for the Community Forum, and our guest this morning, calling in from his office in Springfield, is Jack Myers. He is with the Social Security Administration. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Todd.
How's everything going?
Oh, it's going well. How about you?
Oh, not too bad. Beautiful weather here in Pontiac, so let's talk about something that perhaps is not so beautiful for folks, but there are always solutions at hand. This is why we love to have you on the air. Let's say a person has worked for the last 10 years, and they've got their 40 credits, Jack. Does that mean they're entitled to the maximum Social Security benefit?
Probably not, Todd. It's really, when we calculate a Social Security benefit, you want to look at a couple different things. When you talk about the number of credits a person has, you do need to have 40 credits in order to qualify for a retirement benefit. Now, you can get up to 4 credits per year. And so if you've worked for the last 10 years and you earned 4 credits per year and you have your 40 credits, that will guarantee you some sort of Social Security retirement benefit. But when we calculate the benefit, not only are we looking at the number of credits that you have, but we're also looking at your 35 best years of earnings. So we're going to adjust earnings for inflation, so we bring them all up to today's dollars. Then we select your 35 best, and we calculate your benefits based upon those 35 best. So if you only work 10 years, for example, when we go looking for your 35 best, we're going to have to use 25 years of zeros in there. So, you know, in that situation, working additional years at any rate of pay would definitely benefit you because you'd drop out some of those zeros and replace them with additional years of earnings. So, you know, 10 years of work at 40 credits, you know, at 4 credits per year for a total of 40 will get you something from Social Security. But in order to maximize that benefit, you really want to try to work at least 35 years paying into the system.
It's interesting, and it's confusing for a lot of folks. Is there a place where they can get it all broken down? Is there a publication that covers this, Jack?
Yes, absolutely, Todd. If you go to our website at socialsecurity.gov, we've got all of our publications, pamphlets, fact sheets, those sorts of things. There's one that's called How You Earn Credits, and that one will talk about, you know, how you earn the credits, how much it costs in earnings each year to earn your credits. You can also find information about how we calculate benefits through our retirement planners, and you can even find estimators. If you create a My Social Security account, you can log in, look at your earnings record, get estimates of your future benefits. So, yeah, a lot of good stuff there on the website. Also, you can give us a call at 800-772-1213 if you'd like to request a printed copy of that How You Earn Credits publication or any other pamphlet that we might have.
Let's talk for just a minute, Jack, while we're on the subject of the website. Let's talk about a person who perhaps wants to estimate their retirement benefits at several different points in their working life. You know, they want to try to decide if they want to take an early retirement, work later into life. Is there a way to do that?
Oh, you bet. Actually, you know, I didn't mention this. I stopped short of this one, but, you know, as I said, you can go into the website, you can create a My Social Security account, you can look at your Social Security statement, and that's going to have estimates of your future Social Security benefits, which are great. But we also have this other tool called the Retirement Estimator, and the Retirement Estimator is really fantastic as well in a different way. It's not going to show you your earnings record, so you still want to get that account and take a look at your earnings record. But what the Retirement Estimator does differently than the Social Security statement is it allows you to put stop work dates in and different scenarios. So, in other words, you can say, hey, I'm 52 right now, perhaps, and what if I stop working at 55? And what if I earn $35,000 a year between now and age 55? Well, it will go in and it will project $35,000 a year until the age of 55, and then it will show you what your Social Security will be at 62 and at your full retirement age if you stopped working at age 55. And then you could do, what if I stop at 56 and 57, and as many different types of scenarios as you want. So it really is a nice tool to help you plan for what you want to do over the next several years.
And it may even let you know that what you're hoping to do is not quite going to be possible, given what you might receive from Social Security.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, sometimes the truth is a hard truth, but on the other side of that coin, it might help you realize that, hey, I've worked enough years. I've got at least 35 years of work in, and so in terms of my Social Security, working that extra year isn't going to have as much of an impact as I thought it might. So, you know, the news might be good as well.
We're talking with Jack Myers this morning. He's with the Social Security Administration. We talk about once a month, and we try to sort out some of the issues in Social Security and what you can expect in terms of benefits. Something I don't think I've ever asked you about, Jack, and I'm just going to kind of throw this one out there. Now, when we talk about employment, we're talking about any job you have that pays Social Security taxes, correct? I mean, we're not talking about full-time employment necessarily. It's just if you have a job and pay in, then it contributes to the kinds of records you're talking about.
Absolutely, yeah. Any type of work where you're paying Social Security tax, and, you know, it's not even limited to a job where you work for somebody else, because if you're self-employed, you are still paying into Social Security. So, you know, essentially it's any work on which you pay or any earnings on which you pay Social Security taxes. Those are the types of earnings that contribute to these you know, future benefits from Social Security.
Very good. And as Jack was just pointing out, socialsecurity.gov is a place where you can get started and find out all kinds of good information for your specific situation. Jack, we have to talk about it. Let's admit that in Congress, they are wrangling right now over health care and health care legislation. So let's say a person has medical coverage through their employer. Do they have to take Medicare Part B?
Well, you know, a lot of times people have questions about how the Medicare works. Do I need Part A? Do I need Part B? Generally speaking, when a person turns 65, the Medicare Part A coverage is going to be automatic. So it's not automatic. I didn't say that correctly. It's going to be free if they've worked and paid into Social Security. Now, what we'll tell people is if you're still working, you might want to take the Medicare Part A because it's going to be free, even if you have employer group health coverage. If you have a health care savings account, you know, high deductible health plan and an HSA, you might want to think twice before you sign up for Medicare because it makes you ineligible. But if you have just a regular standard health plan, you might want to take Medicare Part A. But Medicare Part B is something you should think a little bit about. If you have a large group health plan where your employer has enough employees where the coverage is going to remain primary for you even after attainment of age 65, you might choose to not take the Part B until you retire or until you lose that health coverage, because as long as you get more than 3 months after your 65th birthday before you stop working or you lose that coverage, all you would have to do is contact Social Security and say, hey, you know, I'm 66 now, or I'm 67 now, and I think I'm going to retire. I want to get signed up for Medicare Part B, but I've been covered by my employer's group health plan based on my active employment or my spouse's active employment continuously since age 65. As long as you've had that coverage from age 65 up until the point that you want to get signed up for Part B, you could get signed up with no penalties, and, you know, you don't have a lag in your coverage. So yeah, I mean, whether or not you need to do it is dependent upon your situation, but I will say there are a lot of people who opt for what's called the special enrollment period, and they get signed up after they retire or after their spouse retires, and that group health coverage stops.
And as you say, that's perfectly allowable. That's not a loophole. That's just the way the system works.
Oh, yeah, that's just the way it works, so that, you know, sometimes people don't want to have to pay their health care premium at work and then Medicare Part B on top of that, and there's no problem. The one thing you've got to watch for, though, and I alluded to this, is make sure you know you're going to be working at least 3 months beyond your 65th birthday, because there is an initial enrollment period that, you know, it continues after your birthday, 3 months after the month that you turn 65, and if you get out into that period, during that initial enrollment period, there's no such thing as a special enrollment period. So I've seen cases where people wait because they're going to be retiring in a couple months, and then they end up having a little bit of a lag in their coverage. So, you know, as long as you're going to be working and covered more than 3 months after you turn 65, then you will qualify for one of these special enrollment periods. And you're absolutely right. That is not a loophole at all. That's just a way for you to avoid having to pay two different types of premiums if you don't feel like you need it and don't feel like you'd benefit from it.
And I think you hit it on the head. We've heard about that with other kinds of plans, Jack. The key, if I'm hearing you correctly, is try as hard as you can to avoid any break in coverage. Try to make sure that you're continuously covered one way or the other.
Absolutely, Todd. And to go one step further with that, when we're talking Medicare Part B, that break in, or that lack of a break in coverage, that continuous coverage, if you will, must be based on your own active employment or your spouse's active employment. So if it's part of your retiree package, that's not good enough. So just keep that in mind.
That is an important point to keep in mind. So, Jack, once again, socialsecurity.gov is a place where people can find information on everything we've been talking about. Are there particular things about the website folks should know?
It's just a great source of information, Todd. We touched on it earlier, the My Social Security account. That's something I recommend for anybody who's 18 years of age or older. Also, I would say, take a look at the applications, because you can do your retirement claim, your Medicare application, disability, retirement or spousal benefits, a lot of different things that you would normally have to make an appointment or in the past would have had to make an appointment with one of our offices for. You can now do that on the website. So check it out when you get a chance, socialsecurity.gov. I think you'll find a lot of good info, even a little bit of fun stuff out there. We post the most popular baby names. So for those of you who are interested in that, take a look. You'll find that, and it's kind of a little bit entertaining if you want to just survey your name, or if you've got a young one on the way, you can take a look and get an idea for what the most popular baby names are.
Well, Jack, I'm guessing it's not Todd, but I'll keep looking.
All right.
Jack Myers is with the Social Security Administration. About once a month, we get together to talk about key issues in Social Security. Jack, as always, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.